righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We had, so far, in the last 2 weeks, two very young celebrities have passed away.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, you got Brad Renfro.
Right, Brad Renfro, and now Heath Ledger. And, of course, the news is all about the timeline now and the masseuse. And the masseuse went to wake up Heath Ledger. She couldn't wake him up. She called Mary-Kate Olsen. They were apparently friends. So Mary-Kate called a private security firm to go to Heath Ledger's apartment. They found him dead there. But this always comes in threes, Conway. It's always like, you know, I can't now, of course, I can't think of three, but it's always three.
Right.
Brad Renfro, Heath Ledger, and who would be third?
Well, let's ask the audience, man, because I don't know enough of these celebrities, but who's going to be the third?
And
is somebody not feeling well?
And does it have to be, well, I didn't feel well today. Does it have to be that category of person? Does it have to be young, kind of hot Hollywood single actor?
I don't think so. I mean, it could be.
No?
Do you think if God forbid, you had a heart attack and died, would they consider you the third?
No. Because I don't fit their, I don't fit the Heath Ledger, Brad Renfro category. That's not my scene. I'm not cool.
What if Donald Trump died?
No. But you know who did die? Suzanne Plachette. Could we count her?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the third, huh? Yeah, why not, Gina? She's a very funny woman.
Brad,
what's wrong with
no,
you?
It, I think it has to, unfortunately, I don't want it to be, but I think it has to be, you know, three young male stars, you know, three like matinee idol type guys.
So right, if
like,
Tom Cruise died, would that
That would count. Yeah, absolutely.
Matt Damon or somebody,
yeah.
Or Matt McConaughey.
Yeah.
Right.
What about the guy who does Bart Simpson's voice?
Joan Cartwright?
Yeah.
That's a woman.
Or the chick.
Nancy Cartwright. Yeah, I don't think that counts.
So Suzanne Plachette, as much as we love her, she does not count. It's not like you can go Brad Renfro, Suzanne Plachette, Heath Ledger.
I don't think so, because it's usually a bunch of like three old women or three old men, or you know, it has to be in the grouping.
Okay.
That, yeah.
All right. Would Adam Sandler count?
Unfortunately, I think he would.
If he passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He would fit
Hope
that
doesn't happen, though.
God forbid, please.
Yeah, but that's going to be a tragedy, whoever the third person
But, you
is.
Know, there will be a third. I mean, it always happens. This is not one of those things where people say, oh, it never happens. You know, people say someone, a third person is going to die. But honest to goodness, as far back as I can remember, and of course I can't remember now the names, a third person usually does die.
Yeah, it usually does happen in threes. It's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird the way it happens like that.
All right, 520-9710. Who's going to be the third one, man? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, let's talk to Richard in India.
Ooh, the New York Police Department saying six different prescription drugs were found in his apartment.
Oh, boom.
Six different prescriptions.
Guy enjoyed himself.
There's Dr. Michael Bodden on TV, man.
Is that him?
That's him, yeah.
All right, Richard in Indio, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, studs, I believe that Jerry Wachowski is going to be the third one, man.
No, we don't think it'll be Jerry.
Sure.
And Jerry wouldn't be in that category anyway, so it couldn't be Jerry. Right, Gina? It couldn't be Jerry.
If he's done a movie in maybe the past year, it could be.
No, but who's that guy?
Or a home movie.
Who's the guy from Superbad? Who's that kid that looks like Jerry?
Oh, yeah,
What's
the actor.
What's that kid's name?
He's funny.
Like, I think that's Seth Rogen. Or no, that's hold
Fred
up.
Rogen?
Hold up. No, let me check it out.
Seth,
Fred Rogen? What'd you say, Fred Rogen?
No, he didn't say Fred Rogen. But you can keep asking if he said Fred Rogen.
Ben Affleck, if he died.
The,
would
that,
Jim Carrey?
Oh, that would Jim Carrey would definitely fit off that three, and you and you know,
that's
and then,
Jonah Hill, by the way. Jonah
what,
Hill.
What happens is there's third person, and then you start another cycle. So we're asking quite simply at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Death comes in threes. We all know that. We have seen in very recently, last week or so, the death of Brad Renfro, the young actor. And now the death of Heath Ledger, the very well-known young actor. There's a third slot there for a third death. Who is it going to be? I know it's ghoulish. I know it's grim. We usually don't get macabre like this, but who do you think's going to fill that slot?
You think it could be Matthew McConaughey? Didn't he have some troubles?
Well, he's a big pot smoker, but you know, he was arrested once for playing the bongos nude.
Who's the guy that got hurt out in Santa Monica and tried to kill himself? Wasn't that Matthew McConaughey? Or there, there was a rumor going around that he did that?
Oh, no. In the car?
No, he, like, cut himself. Who was that that person who was in Santa Monica? It was like 2 months ago. They cut themselves. They thought he was going to commit suicide. Was
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yes.
Oh, yeah. Good guess, Tim. And he would definitely, Owen Wilson would definitely fit this category.
Yeah. Would Johnny Depp fit this category? If he got an accident and passed away?
Yeah, he's older than these dudes, but yeah, I guess. Yeah, Johnny Depp is over 40. Although Heath Ledger is probably almost 40.
How about Kerr Smith?
Oh, no, Heath Ledger is 28. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to a Mark in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, you just spilled the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say either Owen Wilson or Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I think Owen Wilson's a good bet, dude. You know, I guess there's some websites where you can bet on this.
Really?
Yeah. You can bet on who's going to be the next one to go?
Yeah, well, usually...
Make any money doing
well,
that?
Well, no, I don't think it's something we should try to make money off of, Tim. I think...
Well, no, I'm not saying we should go out there and try to make money. I'm asking, do people make money...
I think they do.
...off this?
I think they do. You get your action at the track, though.
Yeah, but I'm not asking... I'm not willing... I'm not going to bet on it.
I understand.
But I bet some people do make money off it.
I think they do. I think they definitely do.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
All right, Tony in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Pauly Shore.
Oh, that's interesting.
Pauly Shore. Now, why do you think he's in trouble or on death's door or approaching death?
We're talking about physically dying, not professionally.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's got it coming.
Hey, by the way, on line 5, Tim, this guy Ryan is going to mention a death that occurred the other day. But with all of the hullabaloo over Suzanne Plachette dying, everyone lost this story, and it's a very sad story.
Hey, Ryan in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad.
You guys are forgetting Sam the Butcher passed away.
From the Brady Bunch, Alan Melvin,
oh, that's
right?
That's too bad.
Absolutely.
I like that guy.
Yeah,
he was timely, pertinent. He's on the front page every day.
Oh yeah, didn't he have trouble where he was on all kinds of drugs and his kids were taken away from him?
What?
And Dr. Phil showed up.
Get out of here. He was Sam the Butcher.
Isn't that Sam the Butcher?
No, Alice would come over and get the meat for the week, and he would take Alice out, and there was always that sexual tension between Sam the Butcher and Alice.
No,
I think those of us...
Tim, that was actually Britney Spears, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get those guys mixed up.
Yeah, it wasn't Sam the Butcher. He's 84, Sam the Butcher.
Ah.
I think most of us with a brain who could put two and two together kind of had it figured out that maybe occasionally Sam hit that. You know,
yeah. Oh, Sam must have been hitting that booze, don't you think?
No, not the booze, Alice.
I don't like to think about that.
But Tim, you're an adult and you have to think about it.
I know, but Alice and Sam, man. I'm glad they never showed them making out.
But I think that when she went off into that little room she had there off the kitchen...
I think so?
I think Sam has been in that room once or twice, especially when they would come home late. If they'd go on a date, he'd take her out for a movie on Saturday night. They'd come home late. All the kids would be asleep. Robert Reed would be at a bathhouse, and Florence Henderson would be sleeping in her room. And, you know, Tiger was out in his doghouse. And, hey, you know, Sam the Butcher, get right in that room with Alice, man.
Bring home that meat, man. But that's what he used to do. He used to bring home that that white package of like ribs and beef. Remember, he always treating everybody to that good beef.
In the paper, you know, in the white butcher paper.
Yeah.
A good guy.
All right, who's the next one to go here? Matt in Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, Studs?
Not bad, dude.
Hey, I think it's going to be Whitman's friend Frosty there with that huge cholesterol count of his.
Oh, God forbid.
What's his cholesterol?
I didn't hear it the other day, but it's... ridiculously high.
Yeah, mine's high, too. I got to do something about that.
Yeah, mine's pretty high, but I doubt it'll be Frosty. Frosty's not, like, really unhealthy, I don't think.
I heard a doctor the other day say that 75% of the people who die on this planet have perfect cholesterol.
Really? So maybe there's too much emphasis placed on rating one's cholesterol.
No, but he said you should also bring it down, but 75%... die with great cholesterol.
So who's next? We have Brad Renfro, Heath Ledger. Who's number three?
Yeah, let's talk to, how about Alex in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Sanjaya.
Oh, from American Idol?
American Idol. He's
nah, but
Brad.
We want stars, dude. He's not a star. He's
okay,
just...
Okay, Chris...
Farley?
The Doherty guy.
Oh, Daughtry.
Daughtry, there you go.
You think he's moving out?
Yeah, they're all depressed that it's the new American Idol season. They're totally going to just take something and overdose, and they're pissed off at the new American Idol crowd. Like,
all right, then. Enjoy your evening there. How about David and Corona? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I got two good ones for you.
All right.
Two guys are on a train wreck, either Kiefer Sutherland or Artie Lang.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. Did you read the story about him in the newspaper where he was like the model prisoner?
That doesn't say anything as far as once he gets out.
Well, I guess he served, what, like 48 days?
Right.
He served Thanksgiving, Christmas, and his birthday in prison or in jail.
Not a lot of time, though.
No, but what great timing during the writer's strike.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he should have waited a little longer.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, dude. But they said he was, you know, didn't want any special treatment or anything. He just sat there in jail and minded his own business.
Yeah.
They even offered him special treatment.
And he said, nope.
Nah, he said, I'll just sit here with these clowns.
I'm fine.
The rest of these dudes. All right, Jacob in Fontana. Who's next here?
Jack Nicholson is going to drive off a cliff while on Ambien.
Well, that would not exactly count because he doesn't fit the category of dude we're looking for here.
How about Renee in Van Nuys? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hi, guys. You were talking about if you take money off this debt thing. Well, I'm in a debt pool at work for 2008. So you put in some money, and at the end of the year, you can win anywhere from $500 to $700, depending on who died.
Did anyone have Heath Ledger in their death pool?
No, they sure didn't. Most of the guys, I'm the only girl in the pool, huh? But most of the guys had
Georgia Frontieri, yeah.
Yeah, so they got what you call first blood points. I think it's 25 extra points for first hit. So then you subtract the age of the person from 100, and that's how many points you get.
Did anybody have Brad Renfro, the dude who died the other day?
No, nobody got that one. I was thinking myself. I picked Owen Wilson, and I was thinking along the same lines you guys were because of, you know, all the stuff going on lately. And I picked Nicole Richie and a few young people. You got to pick young people because, you know, you're pretty well known.
Yeah, you got to stay in the game picking the youngsters.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to get rich picking Sam the Butcher.
No, definitely not.
Did you have Alan Melvin, by the way?
No, I sure didn't. I hate to admit it, but in my debt pool, I got Tom Likas and Danny Bonaducci. So,
wow.
But we won't talk about
quite
that.
Exactly. All right, so, Renee, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
There she goes. Seems like an odd bird.
Yeah, it does. Well, it seems like a chick who, you know, hangs with dudes a lot.
Yeah, it's in a death pool. Hey, John in West Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hate to say this, but Jeff Conaway.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a mess.
Yeah,
huh?
He was weird on that show.
What was that show, The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, or The Surreal, was it? No, not The Surreal.
It's Rehab with Dr. Drew, Celebrity Rehab.
Right.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Jeff was weird on that show.
He's like, oh, man, he can't even walk.
He's odd.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I actually... They called me and wanted if I wanted to audition for that.
Right.
And then they also discovered I was neither a celebrity nor a drug abuser.
So then they hung up?
I guess so. Yeah.
How long was the call?
It wasn't very long. No, but I have, for some reason I can't hang up on this guy. His phone's not working. Hey, Jerry, can you hang up on that dude?
See you, dude. There he goes.
Is he there?
No, he's gone.
I hung
up on him.
I know, but the phone's jammed in here where I can't. Let me see. Lewis in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah, you got to put him up over
you
there.
You want to use
how
the
about
other
line,
bank?
Line four.
Or try this phone?
Hey, Lewis, you there?
I'm on it.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
What do you got?
I think Eddie Murphy is going to be the next one to kick the bucket.
Oh, yeah. His marriage is pretty hot, huh?
Eddie Murphy is crazy right now, man. These movies he's putting out is ridiculous.
I emailed one of his good friends, Arsenio Hall, because I'm sure he went to that wedding. I wanted to find out the details, but he never laid them on me. But you heard about that, right? He goes down to, is it Costa Rica?
I'm not sure.
He went down somewhere in Central America to get married.
Uh-huh.
And goes down there, has a crazy time, and the marriage was over in 2 weeks.
Whoa, that's quick.
Yeah.
So
it was Eddie Murphy's longest marriage, though.
So I want to get back to something that jumped out at me there. Arsenio Hall not returning your email?
No, he returned my email. He just didn't give me any details.
I see. Okay.
Any details on the wedding.
Did you get D's tails?
I wanted them.
Well, then email Rick.
All right, who's the third one to go? We got two young actors who have left us here, Brad Renfro and Heath Ledger. Yeah, who's next, man? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Well, we got two celebrities who have pressed on. You got your Brad Renfros and your Heath Ledger.
Yeah, usually it happens in threes. Brad would be one, Heath would be two. And I guess we're kind of speculating out loud about who the third might be.
Yeah, it was number three, Shauna in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free
FM.
Hey.
There's already been three.
Who's the third?
The third one, I mean, if you're big into rap music, you would know this person is Pimp C.
Sweetheart, that doesn't count. It's got to be somebody that everybody knows.
He's an entertainer, and everybody knows him. I mean, he's even done his songs won a Grammy, so that counts.
Right. Well, you could make a point for that. He died in December, right?
He's 33 years old, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he died last year, though, so maybe in New Year you get three fresh ones.
Okay, well, I have two females, though, that are really good to go.
Who do you got?
Amy Winehouse and Britney Spears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
Well,
now, look, if Pimp C, if we count Pimp C, then he would be first. Brad Renfro would have actually been second, and Heath Ledger would have finished the cycle at third.
Exactly.
But I'm not counting Pimp C because I'm convinced not enough people know who he is. I don't think he's a real celebrity. He might be kind of a celebrity in the rap world, and that's cool. But mainstream celebrity, Heath Ledger was a mainstream celebrity.
Hey,
if you open up any rap magazine or urban magazine, you're going to see Pimp C all
right, and that's a niche. Right. I mean, rap and urban.
But you're not going to see those other two actors over in their magazine.
Right, but if you open up People magazine, which is the most mainstream magazine in the world, Heath Ledger.
They covered him in People magazine when he died.
Right. So what was his big hit?
He did the biggest hit that they really had was Big Pimpin' with Jay-Z.
How's that go?
Big Pimpin' and NYC. They played it a couple years ago a lot.
No, keep singing it.
Players Anthem that's on there.
Keep singing it because I think I remember it.
Big Pimpin' of the NYC. It's the Jigga Man and Jay-Z, Pimp C.
I know that song. All right, make a good case for it, Shauna.
All right, you've done well.
All right, baby.
Okay, bye.
Take care of yourself. There she goes, man. Back to Riverside. All right, who's the third celebrity to press on here? Philip and Fullerton, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Philip, how are you?
Great, thank you. No doubt in my mind, Leif Garrett is the next one to go.
Yeah, he doesn't look good, huh?
No, if you remember when he was young, he was such a great-looking dude.
Right.
The women loved him. He had those great videos.
He looks terrible now.
And he looks, well, you said it, not me.
Well, I mean, listen, how long has it been, and how long did I have to wait where I'm actually a better-looking guy than Leif Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, you waited long enough, you stayed in the game, and it came around for you, Tim.
Yeah, finally beat him out.
Yeah, he's been in and out of rehab. He's had drug issues. He'll never reach the fame he once had again. So I wish he would, but I don't think it's going to happen. So
yeah, he's. I hope he gets help, man. He's a mess right now.
That's my vote. Hey, when are you going to do another poker tournament at Morongo? That was great last year. Let's do that again.
Yeah, Morongo was fun. We had a good time there.
Yeah, I don't know if we have one scheduled at Morongo this year. I know we have some Commerce ones.
Yeah, it's farther away, of course, Morongo. It's a, you know, it's a longer trip than Commerce.
Yeah, we got the slot machines down there.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, dude, thanks for calling, man. There he goes. All right, who's the third celebrity? You got your Brad Renfros, your Heath Ledgers.
And, again, I know we're getting a lot of calls. Gina's getting a lot of calls. She's going crazy in there. We're not counting Suzanne Pleshette.
Yes. Even though she was a very, very funny woman.
And a fine actress, but she's not included in this group of three, all right?
Well, she was sick for a while, huh?
And you know what? She was. She had cancer. And, you know, it was not long ago that her husband, Tom Poston, died.
Yeah. Boy. All right, Sylvia and Lomita, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I would think it would be Eminem or Lindsay Lohan.
Eminem would fit in perfectly because they'd be all males then.
Yeah.
Eminem or Lindsay Lohan?
Eminem, who I think has pneumonia, right?
And he ballooned up. He's like over 200 pounds right now.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. He weighs over 200 pounds right now.
Is it all muscle or is he fat now?
No, he's all fat.
What happened to that
dude?
Ooh,
I got to see that.
It's the medication supposedly he's on.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Because he's got pneumonia, supposedly. But also, we also already lost somebody. January 10th was Christopher Bowman, the ice skater. Died of an overdose. He was only 40.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that story got
that's
past
really
me.
Mainstream.
Yeah, that got by me. But
I'm not really into the skating world.
do me a favor. Do you have the internet, Sylvia, cranked up in Lomita?
Yeah,
go to ConwayandWhitman@AOL.com and email me a picture or a link of Eminem. ConwayandWhitman@AOL.com. I got to see that tonight.
I'll do that right now.
Thank you, baby.
There she goes. All right, let's see. How about Gus or Jess? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I would like to say Paula Abdul.
Oh, well, yeah, she's been kind of crazy.
That'd be major news.
Have you seen her show? Dude, it's effing sucks.
Oh, the American Idol? Show on MTV
her
VH1.
Show.
Right,
yeah,
she's got her own reality show. Yeah,
I saw a couple of episodes.
Trying to put her little puppies and stuff like that. Like, damn, bitch, you need to get laid.
Her hairdresser's in it, right? Isn't her hairdresser in the show?
Yeah, I guess her hairdresser's like your best friend or something.
Oh, really?
But I saw a couple of episodes, and I couldn't follow it. I mean, it was just everything seemed so staged and so like pretentious and
too crazy.
She was at the airport and her assistant didn't bring her the right shoes and dress, so she opened up her suitcase in the middle of the airport and was like, you know, going through it and trying things on and like, oh, who does that?
A crazy woman.
Who does that?
Maybe a crazy woman does.
But how about that woman? For her career was hot, then it was not, then it's hot.
Right.
I mean, she was a big singer.
I think
she had a couple of number one hits.
She certainly did. She had Straight Up and...
Didn't Paula Abdul have a couple of hits?
Cold Hearted Snake and Forever Your Girl. Rick Dees played them all the time.
And then it went cold.
It went cold hearted in the 90s, you know, the later 90s.
And now she...
Here we go all the way to number one. Tim, thank you so much for the call.
Love hearing from you. Rick.
Thank you, bud. How about dinner for four at Tony Roma's?
All right.
You got it. It's Kiss FM.
And now she might be the highest paid woman in show business, right?
Right, with American Idol sitting in between Randy and Simon, you make some money in that chair.
Oh, Bobbo. All right, let's talk to Greg and your Belinda. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Seth?
All right, who's the third one to go here?
Actually, it's Pimp G, but thanks, man. I think it might be John from the John and Jeff show.
No, he's very healthy.
Oh, I know, but what
I'm looking at him right now.
The guys.
What if his credit score drops to like 780 or 800?
Oh,
man?
He'll kill himself.
Or what if he goes to Asia? He'll just spontaneously combust.
Possible.
You know what I mean?
All right, I think you got a point there, dude.
All right, dude.
All right,
I'll have a Smithix.
No, that's Jeff from the John and Jeff show.
Jeff had a Smithix.
I'll have a Smithix.
Justin in Paris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
All right, let me tell you, it's going to be Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, now, you've got that whole germophobia thing going on, so you have a weak immune system.
All right, dude, but you got to think about the category now. We're talking that Brad Renfro dude who's like 23, Heath Ledger, 28, Howie Mandel's in his 40s, maybe 50. Would you count Howie Mandel in the same group?
No, I guess that's true, but he's got it coming anyway.
All right.
I think someone's going to shake his hand. He's just going to instantaneously
gonna
blow
explode.
Up.
Okay. All right, thanks, buddy. Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, you know what? I have this guy that I've been buying CDs from, and I don't know. I think he might be next.
Who's that?
Tupac Shakur.
What year are you calling from? Is this a 1982 call?
No, I'm serious. I mean, I bought his latest CD last week, I believe.
Yeah, but I think all that music was produced before he was shot to death, right?
He's gone, buddy.
You think he's still alive?
Well, what do you mean he's not alive?
All right,
you're kidding me. Killing me.
All right, Sal. Thank you very much. You know, there are a lot of people who think he's still alive.
Yeah, but that was a bit.
Yeah, but isn't that odd?
Well, you know, there are people who I think we're overwhelmed with news every day. We get so much news every day, so much input, so much stuff coming at us from every direction. It's impossible to absorb every little piece of news every day. I mean, it's impossible to do.
Yeah, but where are you where you think Elvis is still alive and Tupac?
But do you realize how many albums have been released posthumously, though, by, like, Tupac?
What's that word again?
Yeah, it's like
posthumously.
Four or five, right?
No, it's not.
It's a lot more than four or five. It's actually over 10.
I'm going to go look. Where'd they get the music from?
Everybody says that he recorded a ton of songs, like, before that were never released on albums.
So posthumously, as you said?
Posthumously.
Oh, is that what you
said?
Yeah,
Brian. Thank you. You're not going to play that game with me, son.
Oh, you're so tough, Jerry. You're such
I had a little stutter step when I said it by accident. My bad.
A little thick tongue.
Yeah. Thick tongue, Ricky.
All right. LeBron in Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Mike Jackson, man.
Not a bad choice, dude.
Now, the radio host or the king of pop?
Both.
The king of pop?
Both of them in a horrible traffic accident.
Together in the same car?
Yeah.
Who has seen Michael Jackson in a minute, right? He just disappeared. I mean, the dude could be hanging himself in his closet right now. You never know. Michael Jackson, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. All right. Heath Ledger is dead. Also, so is Brad Renfro. Both gone. They come in threes. Who's the third, ma'am?
We're not counting Suzanne Plachette. Stop calling with Suzanne Plachette.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Yeah, man.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Brad Renfro is not with us anymore. And neither is Heath Ledger.
That's a shocker. That second one, wow, that is really... Because with last year, with all of the controversy over Brokeback Mountain and all of that, I mean, who ever would have guessed last year that a year from now that guy would be gone? I mean, it's amazing.
Who's next? 520-9710. They seem to go in threes.
Yeah, it does seem to happen in threes. That's right.
Yeah. Matt in Alta Loma, you're on 97.1.
Oh, this is a no-brainer. Tom Likas.
Oh, God. Certainly hope not.
I think it's Tommy?
No, certainly not.
Tom, are you there tonight? Because I got some problems. I'm 17. I got two kids. And my girlfriend's mom thinks I'm hot.
Need to bang her and dump the bitch you're with.
Wait, you're 17?
No, I was
okay. You're going along with it. All right, dude. All right. God forbid it's Tom. No way. And by the way, Tom would the category we're looking, Tom, I'll have to ask Gina, Tom wouldn't fit that Heath Ledger, Brad Renfro category of dude, right?
Technically, no.
But physically?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Physically.
All three studs.
Gina? Right? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that's the direction we were going with that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Aren't they all studs?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, big studs.
They are.
I had one.
Yeah.
What, a guy?
Yeah.
Look like you're about to pass out, Tim. You okay?
No, I'm trying to look at Gina through the computers.
And your body is contorted at like a 160-degree angle. Go ahead, Gina.
Yeah.
Well, not that I wish this, but I was wondering maybe Dane Cook or the Harry Potter kid?
Oh, that would definitely, Radcliffe is his name, right? Andrew Radcliffe?
Yeah.
He would definitely fit, and Dane Cook would definitely fit. Young, up-and-coming star, definitely.
I think it's Daniel Radcliffe, by the way.
What did I say?
You said Andrew Radcliffe.
You're right, homo, it is Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow, look at that. Touché, man.
I wouldn't want to get your Harry Potter all confused, Jerry.
John and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, stud?
Hey.
Hey, I think it's Regis Philbin, man. He's a lot older, but the dude's ready to go, man.
Right, but you see, Regis would start another set of three. So, like, you'd get Regis, Wilfred Brimley, or how about this?
And Tommy Lasorda.
Well, no, how about this? We have Alan Melvin. We have the Sam the Butcher from the Brady Bunch. So he's one. God forbid Regis could be two. And then a third would be, like, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, right. He looks sicker and sicker every day.
All right, dude.
All right, man. Well, I'm sure he appreciates the compliment. John in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I picked Michael Vick, man.
He's ready to go?
Yeah, he's ready to go, man. The prison's going to have him up the creek, man.
Nah, that guy's in good shape. He's going to come out of prison and lead those Falcons to a Super Bowl.
Arthur Blank will get him, man. He going to put a hit out on him. they had to settle for Mike Smith as a head coach, man. They going to get him.
Yeah, how about what was the final tally on that team this year? Did they win any games, like 3 or 4 games?
I think they won like 6, 7 games.
That's not bad.
They had Joey Harrington for their quarterback. Man, he might be the next guy to go, matter of fact. You know?
Yeah. Hey, what's the spread in that New England game?
I'm not sure, man. Now
turn that radio down, dude.
All right, Johnny, thanks for calling, man. Andrew in Corona, you're on 97.1. Andrew.
Yellow.
How about Lou in L.A.? You're on 97.1.
Hi. It's going to be Amy Winehouse for sure.
Amy Winehouse is a good guess, and she would complete. Because she's young, I mean, I know she's not a dude, but she's kind of that same age. You know, Amy Winehouse is a good guess. We certainly hope it doesn't happen. But she would complete the circle of three, I think.
Oh. Are you a single woman, Lou?
No, I'm not. Married.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
How you like? How are you liking it?
Loving it. It's wonderful.
What's his biggest complaint with you?
I'm perfect. No complaints.
Nah, come on. What does he complain about?
I don't know. He doesn't. You'd have to ask him.
Well, you have kind of
we got a good thing going on.
You have kind of a sexy voice when you said you'd have to ask him. That was kind of sexy.
Well, thank you.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling. There she goes. The spread in that game is 12, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, New England is favored to beat the Giants by 12.
By just 12? I thought it'd be more than that.
You know, that spread started, I believe, at 14.5. So people are loading up on the Giants.
Yeah, rallying behind them.
Boy. All right, who is next to go? Brad Renfro is gone. So is Heath Ledger. Who's next?
Happens in threes.
Yeah. Chris and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
I think it's Jack Silver.
Ah, interesting choice.
Oh, God forbid. Our program director, God forbid.
He's probably a Studley. I'm not sure the age would...
No, he does not fit the age group of the other two, and God forbid.
Well, all the stress that you two knuckleheads put him through, I'm sure he's going to kick the bucket pretty soon.
Right, we do, right. It wouldn't be like the morning show or the more important... It's always the night show. It's the two guys who do 3 hours at night, you know.
All right, Chris and Downey, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, man.
All right, dude.
Hey, how about the Battle of the Coreys? Corey Feldman or Corey Haim?
Yeah, but we don't have any indication. Corey Feldman was in here not long ago with his very hot wife. We have no indication that either one of those guys is, like, living a dangerous lifestyle.
Yeah, but they're way past their prime, man. I mean, come on.
The Coreys. All right, that's not a bad movie. I guess if you, it's sort of like that, was it River Phoenix that died?
Yeah, River Phoenix, yeah.
That was sort of a shocker.
That was a shock.
Yeah, I remember where I was when I heard that news.
Where were you, Tim?
Sitting at home in Burbank, watching that TV set, and all of a sudden, there it is. River Phoenix, man. All right, Bill and El Monte are on 97.1 Free FM.
Studs.
Hey.
I've got the name you've been looking for all evening.
What do you got?
The next guy to go down hard to take the big dirt nap is the 22-year-old star of this summer's fourth Indiana Jones movie, Shia LaBeouf, friend of Steven Spielberg,
right.
Mentor, the new king of Hollywood. He's going down. Right. He'll be dead by the end of the year.
God forbid. God forbid. All right, we'll make a note of that.
What's the guy's name again?
Shia LaBeouf. You will see him all over the place when the fourth Indiana Jones movie comes out this summer.
All right, we'll be looking.
Shia LaBeouf. Sounds like he plays for the Montreal Canadiens. Huh. All right, he also was in Transformers, right?
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, hell, I'm 40 years old. I didn't see that.
Now, Tim, you mentioned where you were when River Phoenix died. Do you remember where you were when John Lennon died, when you heard the news that John Lennon...
Yeah, I was watching Monday Night Football.
And they broke through with the announcement?
Yeah, it was Howard Cosell who told everybody.
Oh, what bedside manner, too.
Yeah, it was odd. I remember where I was when... When Princess Diana died, too.
Yeah, so do I. I remember
buying
that.
Cigarettes in Santa Monica at a little convenience store.
And the guy behind the counter told you?
Yeah, the guy's watching TV and he's like all emotional and crap. And I said, "Hey, can I get a pack of Marlboro Lights?
I would get the Marlboro Lights for you in just one moment. I would get the Marlboro Lights, but please, can't you give me a minute, please?"
No, but the guy says "Hey, I don't know if you know this, but Princess Diana just died."
Whoa!
And I'm like, "Yeah, you gonna get the smokes there, Bubba?"
You didn't have any reaction, really?
No, I had no reaction.
No reaction at all. No. Wow.
I didn't know that those people that well.
Well, sure, you knew Princess Diana as well as anybody else did.
I don't really follow the royal family and the whole hullabaloo.
A lot of people don't, but they know who these people are.
I knew she was.
Right. You didn't. Now, Jennifer was probably, like, devastated, right?
I didn't know Jennifer at the time.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
But, you know, it was really devastated. It was Doug Steckler.
Was it really?
Yeah, because he actually flew over with... I don't know if it was his fiancée at the time, but he flew to England for the wedding.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like that.
I did not know that.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Shia LaBeouf, friend of